Welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is episode 610, Wednesday, June 24th. Holy crap, we're in summer now. It's hard to believe how quick.
Yes. Happy Che Guevara Day, by the way.
Yeah, happy that day to you too. Boy, we're June 24th. I always joke, like, I'm a big summer guy. I hate the cold, hence why I moved to Florida recently. June 21st starts the long, slow, depressing trek towards winter. To me, like June 21st is, even though it's the first day of summer, it's actually like the last day, because the days keep getting shorter. And all I think about is our long trek towards fall. It begins now, Vespa. You better get everything in order, because summer's almost over. You got any trips planned this summer?
I'm going to Abaco for a swim thing, and then like a clinic with my coach, and then which is really fun. And then just a few trips to the Jersey Shore.
Nice.
And then folks,
it'll be fall before you know it, but yes, we'll try to have some fun before then. Yeah. That's for sure. And certainly, actually, the real festivities for America 250 begins tonight. The fair begins tomorrow. It's a couple week thing. There's 150 different exhibits. I have a friend who just toured it this morning with the media. She says there's no chance that you can get through all of it in one day. It's like a multi-day type of thing. And Trump's going to have some big, well, we're calling it a rally, I guess, even though he doesn't want to call it a rally. A bunch of these stupid artists backed out. So then he's going to be hosting it himself and celebrating America. And Vespa, rumor has it you're going to be going there tonight, huh?
Yes. I'll be attending later tonight. So I'll get some good picks for everybody.
Nice. Get some picks and we'll talk about it next week. I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun. And I just hope he keeps it America, America, America. There's no need to make it, you know.
No. Third term. This should be the third
his greatest
term.
Hits. We don't need to talk about Hannibal Lecter this time, or his first conversation about
the late great Hannibal Lecter.
So we'll keep it pro-America, because there's certainly a lot to celebrate. But there was not a lot to celebrate regarding America's future with what happened in last night's election results.
New,
pretty scary stuff happening in New York. All these Mamdani endorsed candidates ended up winning their primaries for the United States Congress. Dari Eliza Avila Chevalier. I hope I'm saying that
Chevalier.
Right.
I don't know how to pronounce
Chevrolet.
It.
Chevalier.
All these bougie. All these communists with their god bougie. Names, you know,
she's Dominican, but she just converted to Muslim because her friend convinced her to. We got her beating Congressman.
She was probably threatened to be stoned to death if she didn't do that. So.
Yeah, probably. I guess so. She beat an incumbent last night, a longtime incumbent in New York. You got Brad Lander, who defeated Daniel Goldman. That guy, I won't miss him none of us will miss him. The Levi Strauss heir, he rose to fame during the first impeachment of President Trump with the whole Ukraine collusion to try to get Joe Biden, dirt on Joe Biden, that whole hoax. But Dan Goldman is out, but Brad Lander is in. And then in the 7th Congressional District, we got Claire Valdez, another crazy wacko Democratic Socialist of America, as they call themselves, but let's drop the Democratic part. They're just socialists. She won the nomination to succeed Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez. So these were all Democrats ousting mostly longtime congressmen. The good news is that they're going to vote basically the same exact way that these guys did previously. However, there are some extreme positions that all three of these candidates take, and it's you know, we could blow it off like, oh, this will be good for Republicans because they have some extremists to run against and they can, you know, make them the face of the party, and that won't play well with, you know, the rest of America. But how do you see it, Vespa? Is this good for Republicans in the sense that they get to run against this, or is this just a worrisome trend that the country, the Democrat Party in particular, but the country is moving left and left and left, and we're actually electing socialists to serve in U.S. Congress? Is this scary to you?
No, not at all. I actually welcome it.
Why?
This is a Democrat problem, man. They have ignored the serial killer inside their house for so long because they think that because they're the establishment and they have the money advantage and all that stuff, that they don't really need to worry about. I mean, as Tom Suzy said in Axios, the establishment whines about these guys at their bougie cocktail parties. Meanwhile, they're out there organizing, So it's a Democrat problem. Let them. I mean, the Democrat, it's the only slice of the country that has gone whack job city. So, and they're mostly, curtailed to their usual enclaves. If they can, do that, get into, I mean, yes, some of them might win, but look at Mamdani, man. Like half the stuff he can't do anymore because like the city's out of money. So,
But
yeah,
he's
no,
got so much influence.
let it's a controlled burn. Let them. That's their thing. We got our thing, and we're fine.
I
And
hope you're right.
now
That's
that
okay.
establishment has to waste a lot of money protecting their own people too. They can't
That
just spend it
that's true.
willy-nilly.
That's true.
So
I'm
there's
happy.
now a resource crunch going on now. They have these people that are anti-Semitic, they're pro-terrorist, they got Nazi tattoos, they're talking about servicing horses.
So that topic come
So,
up, and I
and
knew you
you
would
have
love
people that are
that.
just nuts. Now, I understand. Now one would hope. Now, I mean, again, we're conservatives here. We kind of like to see the Democratic blood sports, but eventually, that this party shouldn't last forever. This moment, right? I mean, every little insurgency dies off a bit, like the Tea Party wave, right? It lasted, two, three cycles, and then just morphed into something else. What this will turn into, who knows? But yeah, electing a whole bunch of people who hate America, hate Jews, are pro-terrorists, tolerate Nazis. It's not gonna, it's just the Democrats are just absolutely broken by Trump, and they're now backing anybody who's gonna fight, right? But at least when we did this stuff, right, man, like we didn't like have and Nazi people. We had some people who made some really dumb remarks about rape and pregnancy, like Todd Kane and Richard Murdoch and stuff, which definitely cost us those two Senate seats. But it's we never had like a guy who talked about jacking off in porta potties and wearing Nazi and having Nazi tattoos and committing domestic violence, allegedly. There's more stuff on Plattner coming out apparently soon. So, this is just what the left does, and they're tantrum. They're gonna try to elect people that are gonna, whose goal is to render our constitution unable to constitute and remove institutions and stuff like that. I mean, they're all for court packing and all this type of stuff. Yeah, no, I think they're gonna have some marginal success. And I want when that happens, man, I want cameras and microphones in front of these people because I want to get everything they say.
Yeah, and
Everything.
then every Democrat needs to be asked whether they support their colleague in exterminating Jews or whatever ridiculous things that they say.
Dude, like in New Jersey, there's basically a terrorist lawyer. That guy, what's his name, who won the primary, the one who defended the blind sheik, the one who over and
Volunteered
basically
for an
volunteered for
Al-Qaeda.
those Al-Qaeda nonprofits out there. Like that should be, do you want this person? Like, would you be sitting, standing on stage with this person? That needs to be kind of attached to the entire Democratic slate in New Jersey right there.
And it seems
So,
like most of them are okay with it. I mean, Ro Khanna is out there endorsing, like completely embarrassing himself, supporting all of these crazy candidates. Cory Booker was just on CNN yesterday saying, the Democratic Party welcomes everybody, even all these crazy Democratic socialists that won last night. And you're taking an optimistic viewpoint. I am optimistic in the short term, but I think it's a scary trend that we're going on. I mean, we got to take these guys seriously. Everyone's like, "Oh, Mamdani, he won in New York, but that could never play elsewhere." And, well, it's spread from New York City out to
I mean,
outside New
Michigan's
York
gonna have
State.
that. Michigan's gonna have a de a mom Don a definitely a Mamdani endorsed guy. In that was isn't it that Al Saeed guy?
I'll say,
So, I mean, obviously it's spreading, but it's like, was Michigan ever really like historically a Republican state? Post Romney, I'm talking Romney's dad, right, George? No, I mean it's It's typical. I mean, and all the guy has to do is win Detroit and Dearborn. I mean, it's not really like a tough sell there. So,
Sure.
I mean, definitely, man, you don't want to be too overconfident.
Yeah,
But
we're I think it's good
to the
in the
core, there's
short
nothing
term.
we can do, man. This is a Timu Obama, Hakeem Jeffries, Pelosi problem.
No,
And
you're right about that. That's what
they have not given it the attention. You know, I mean, Pelosi kind of did. Remember, like when the squad was in power, everyone was like, "Oh no, they're gonna take over." Pelosi kneecapped him. She
right.
kneecapped the fuck out of him. So, but she's aging out. You know, who's gonna do that? Hakeem Jeffries can't do it. I mean, we obviously saw that last night. So,
Yeah.
eventually, somebody's gonna have to take this on, but it's gonna be a Democrat, and we'll see
Sure.
who can.
And what's fun about this whole thing is that the Democrats and the establishment, they dug their own graves with this whole
Oh,
situation that's happening in their own party. When Schumer and Hochul, when they're all endorsing Mamdani, yeah, they hesitate at first, but then they get on board. They are giving permission for this crazy, crazy anti-American mindset to win elections here in the US. And they realize that they're going to be replaced. I'd argue that Chuck Schumer and Kathy Hochul are anti-American. I know for a fact that
Well,
Joel Mamdani wants it.
I think Chuck Schumer's opened the door for a primary challenge. If he does, and now if he
Totally.
doesn't run, he doesn't run. But with all these crazy people now coming, oh my God, forget about it.
There'll be
Forget
a
about
list
it.
of endorsers
Yeah.
that are going to endorse the his opponent. So,
Yeah, and I forget her name, but there was a state Senate primary, and this woman was like palling around with the terrorists. I forget her name. I gotta look up the district.
Aberquaz.
Yeah, where is that district, Corey? Is it like, is it around New York City, or is it like, you know, in the rural suburban?
I should have looked that up. I'd
Yeah, we
assume
gotta
it.
double check because
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a state Senate district in New York City, I mean, okay, you know, not again, not the best sign, but if it's off, you know, out of the five boroughs, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, here's an example of how extreme this woman is. Aberquaz, she's now going to be a Democrat state senator in New York. Listen to what she said not too long ago about 9/11 and how it was America's fault because our system of capitalism, racism, white supremacy, and Islamophobia.
And so, like, and finding that, like, the system of capitalism.
Oh my God, she must be a Gen Z. She's like.
And racism. And white supremacy, et cetera, have all, and Islamophobia have all been used, to colonize lands, right? To take resources from other people. And so this is like a long trajectory. And we're just seeing the manifestations of that continuation, right? With 9/11. And so,
With 9/11. So it's because we're white supremacy, racism, capitalism. That's why we deserve 9/11. So New York just elected that. Let's just go over some of these crazy things that these candidates who just won last night, and they will become US Senate or US Congressman, what they support. Let's see. Dari Eliza, I hope I keep, it's a hard word to pronounce. Chavalet. Some of her famous stances. She wants to abolish prisons entirely. And I watched an interview with some podcaster she did recently. She wants to abolish prisons, release everybody. And the guy was like, "Well, illegal aliens, even she's yeah, all of them." She wants to abolish ICE entirely, so nobody gets deported whatsoever. She says, "Yeah, if they're found to commit a crime, then there's another legal system to go through." But then she doesn't even believe in prison, so none of it makes sense anyway. She wants to abolish borders entirely, defund the police, and as I said, all deportations are wrong. She's called the U.S. an effing disgrace. She said in a prior social media post, she said, "I forgot to get napkins, so I just wiped my hand on the American flag behind me." How disgraceful.
These people.
And to give you an idea, like just to confirm that she's disgraceful, Ilhan Omar was celebrating her victory last night. She said, "I can't imagine experience what she had to, and still smiling as first-time candidate, but respect her grace and resilience, and I am very proud of her. We are lucky to have a principled leader." Or I should t say it like she. We are lucky to have a principled leader,
Oh my
someone
God.
who understands it means to be a leader carrying the whole constituency. Congratulations, sis, and welcome to
Oh my
Congress.
God.
Some people did something. So that's how you know that she's trash.
Yep.
What's interesting about the election results too is that the white people the white people were the ones who voted for her. The
Oh,
white
yeah.
people and the young people were the ones who voted for her. And in
Yeah.
fact, lower income areas
Yeah.
voted for
Working
her
class
opponent.
and Black and Hispanics do not support these people
No, it's just the
at
rich
all.
ones. It's
Yeah.
just the rich whites, and
Yeah.
they're
And then
never.
they what's it called when the other one, Claire, what's her name, won.
Valdez.
Yeah, they're all chanting, "You're next."
Yeah.
Hakeem Jeffries, and it's basically all white people. It's just like, is this like a lynch mob?
TV, you're next, you're next. Not very good optics.
Terrible.
Claire
Yeah.
Valdez is another lunatic. She wants to grant citizenship and voting rights to illegal aliens. She wants to use taxpayer funds to all for all transgender treatments. She wants to eliminate private health insurance. Here's an example of her while she was on the campaign trail. Listen to this and let me know if you want her representing you in Congress.
So, are we ready to free Palestine? Are we ready to abolish ICE? Are we ready to win Medicare for all, housing for all, and unions for all?
I'm telling you, Mamdani and these candidates are probably the greatest real estate sales agents for anyone in Florida. The people around me are celebrating all the agents. We're going to have more of an influx out of that state because they are going so downhill. Brad Lander was the other crazy candidate who won last night. He ended up beating Dan Goldman, the Levi Strauss heir. Here is him on a campaign trail reading from the Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kulhu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. Thank you very much for welcoming me today.
How do you learn how to read that anyway? Like,
Oh my God.
so yeah, that's what's going to be representing New York. And here's just another more example of who he is. This is him and his victory party last night.
Last Thursday, I gave a name to that spirit that has been moving it.
Is Brad Lander gay?
I have no idea. Hold on, let's
Can you
check.
Google that
Brad
as we play this
Lander.
audio? Because I'm pretty sure we just confirmed he is.
Last Thursday, I gave a name to that spirit that has been moving in New York City. I said it was solidarity. Yeah. I said it was the force we need to vanquish our biggest foes.
Yeah.
And I don't mean Wemby and the Spurs. But solidarity is the force that we need to vanquish Trump's fascism, to abolish ICE, to stand up to the billionaires who are rigging the game against us.
Vanquish Trump, abolish ICE, and stand up to the
He
billionaire.
is not gay. He
He's
is married
not.
with two kids.
All right. Well, that's there's going to be a scandal that comes out eventually because there's maybe he doesn't know it yet, but I have a feeling that that marriage might not last.
The kids are—they're like they're turkey-baster kids. Is that
Pretty much.
you're
Van Jones was upset with what was happening last night because he's an establishment Democrat. And you wrote about this, Vespa. I think it was you. He basically
Yeah,
said
yeah.
that the roof is collapsing on the Democrat Party establishment tonight. He's struggling to see the path forward for, I'd say, normal Democrats, but these Democrats really don't exist. That's the one silver lining. These people are going to vote the exact same way, whether it's, the terrorist sympathizer or Daniel Goldman.
Well, New York City matters because the two most exciting left-wing candidates were here, AOC and Mamdani, but also this is the stronghold for the establishment, Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. This is a battle between the establishment and this insurgency, and the roof is collapsing on the Democratic Party establishment tonight. If Mamdani gets a hat trick, 3 out of 3, this is a new era for the Democratic Party, and you can't write off New York City. Because this is the place where both, it's a power center for the establishment and the insurgency. And
And you remember AOC beat Joe Crowley, what, 4 or 6 years ago? He was as
yeah.
establishment as they come. He was ready to take a leadership position in
And they're
Congress.
going head to head tonight. And right now, this is not no longer a movement. This is a movement and a machine at the same time. There's just no way to sugarcoat this. If Mamdani pulls off the hat trick, it is a new era in Democratic Party politics.
Well, and if you're a moderate Democrat who's on the election, who's on the ballot this November, Van, I mean, they're all going to get asked about the positions that we're hearing from these other fellow Democrats.
Well, look, I think, from our frontline Democrats will be able to make their case for themselves. I think they'll be able to do okay. We got a lot of national security Democrats in other parts of the country, but this is a big deal tonight. And I think that, look, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say here. This is a straight up battle between the establishment and the insurgency, and the establishment is getting its butt kicked tonight in New York City.
Okay, well, good luck, Democrat Party. Again, as Vespa said, this is your problem, not ours. However, I do have concerns that this is trickling to the rest of America and will become more mainstream and harder to beat down the road. So that's what's going on in New York. Pretty wild stuff. Also happening in New York just this week, you see Dan Goldman, the one who lost to Brad Landers. Did you see he was kicked out of a, well, he wasn't kicked out, he was served, and then later the owners realized who it was at
And they're
this
like, get
coffee
the hell
shop,
out.
and they basically said, never come back, we'll never serve you again, because basically his support for Israel. That's illegal, by the way. You can't refuse service for this reason. This is what they wrote on their social media. Poetic Coffee is their name. Hey, Rep. Dan Goldman, we see that you stopped by our shop today for a coffee. Do you see how it doesn't taste like genocide juice? Or are you still having a hard time telling the difference? See, here at Poetico, we don't serve racists, fascists, homophobes, genocide enablers, or anyone in between. Too bad we didn't recognize you right away, or we could have turned you away. We issued a refund. We don't need your money. It's probably coming from APAC anyway. Don't ever come back. So that's what's going on at a. I bet their coffee tastes like piss too. Yeah, I mean, don't go there if you're in New York City. But I see protests happening outside of their coffee shop today, pro-Israel, anti-Israel, all that kind of stuff. Mamdani was asked about this yesterday, and he barely condemned the coffee shop's behavior. Take a listen to how he answered this question about their behavior.
Can I also ask on something else? What happened with Dan Goldman at Poetica Cafe yesterday? What do you think about what transpired? Do you think it's a kind of okay way for someone to express political disagreements with some of us?
I have many a political disagreement with Goldman when it comes to his votes and his views on Israel. I think that what we saw online goes beyond.
Was beyond that. Okay, well, that's a partial deflection. He could have just said, "I condemn it entirely, and it should never happen." Donald Trump was paying attention to last night's election results. I think he got a little jealous of the amount of attention that Zohran Mamdani was getting for his endorsements performing so well. Trump said Mayor Mamdani pulled through three solid communists and has received loud and universal applause from the fake news media. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor. I went 16-0 last night, helping to elect wonderful American patriots, and the media doesn't say a word. So yeah, there were some other elections going on. South Carolina picked Alan Wilson to be their gubernatorial candidate, Republican. I think he'll do a great job, probably better than the one that Trump originally endorsed, then he co-endorsed. So that's Trump's, and we'll keep an eye on that. Interesting stuff going on in the Senate today. Rick Scott, senator from Florida, invited Donald Trump to attend a GOP luncheon with the Republican senators. Yesterday, we saw Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania. He's rounding up all of his support, putting pressure on the senators to pass the Save America Act, finally, to get some voter ID. Integrity with our elections, and he is not backing off of this. So I'm waiting for the readout of what happens at this lunch today. But you can bet they're gonna be given a strict talking to, Vespa. You expect anything out of this?
No.
Nothing.
No. I feel like this is such a, it's such a circus up there.
Yeah, I
There's
mean,
going to be demands, and then this, then they're going to talk about the institutional procedural hurdles, and then reconciliation. I mean, Speaker Johnson's been on the reconciliation stuff for a while now regarding the SAVE Act. So, and then John Thune's going to be his milquetoast, squishy fucking self, and
I mean, it's really an
yeah,
insult.
Cam has been tracking all that really well, by the way. So for anyone who's listening, Cam Arcand.
Yeah, Cam is a new hire here at Town Hall and started maybe a month ago or so, but he's absolutely killing it. He's got all the greatest sources in the world. So please read his stuff. He's got the inside track of what's happening there today. But Mike Lee is still adamant that we can pass this, bring it to a talking filibuster, let the Democrats exhaust themselves, try to prove to the American people who overwhelmingly support this why voter ID is a bad idea, get exhaust them. Until they're either forced to break down and vote yes for this or just keep talking. And I mean, we're not optimistic that this will ever get through, sadly, and has everything to do like with weak Republicans. I mean, that's the end of the day. The Murkowskis, the Tom Tillises of the world, even the John Cornyns of the world, which thankfully he'll be replaced soon. So we'll keep you updated on that and hopefully have a readout fairly soon. The latest going on in Iran, it seems to be fluid. This MOU was signed over the weekend. The deal is in place. How much can we trust Iran is the biggest question. The answer is zero, but we need to monitor them and have inspections of this nuclear waste that they're said they're going to destroy, and they said that they'll never rebuild. Trump is adamant, saying that they will, we have access to their materials and we'll be able to, able to monitor that. Here is him on Fox News yesterday. He was on the tarmac in Reading, Pennsylvania, asked about this.
No scheduled visit for the IAEA inspectors. Is that part of your thesis?
They're wrong.
No.
They're wrong. They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down 100% inspection. And if they were right, I'd cancel the meetings right now. From your view, Mr. President, when will those inspectors actually be on the ground
at the appropriate time? At the appropriate time. There's no rush, but they'll be on the ground at the appropriate time.
Hopefully this is coming to an end, Vespa. I mean,
Yeah.
now, or let's just call it a pause, because we can't expect Iran to fulfill their promises. They never do. So the U.S. needs to have a strict presence monitoring them all the time. And the second that they break this agreement, well, then the bombs will start dropping again, right? Is that basically how we see it?
Yeah, pretty much. I
Pretty
can't trust.
much. It is exhausting. It's something we got to cover. But the good news is, after this MOU, gas prices are coming down. I saw
Yes.
oil was trading at, it was about $71 a barrel. Hopefully, we can see that start hitting the economy, because when prices go up, the gas stations can raise their prices immediately. But when prices go down, it takes a while for them to start, selling at a lower price, because they have the old expensive gas in their reserves that they're trying to sell for. So there's always a bit of a delay for gases to come down, whereas, when gas prices go up, well, these stations can sell it pretty immediately for a higher price. So we'll see what's going on there, and hopefully continues to improve. Anyway, Vespa, what else is on your mind? What are you monitoring right
Oh,
now?
we're
Are you
gonna
just
hit
looking
Tom
forward to
Tillis.
celebrating America tonight?
Yeah, gonna hit Tom Tillis for saying he regrets voting for Pete Hegseth, Marjorie Taylor Greene leaving the GOP, a San
Oh, yeah.
Francisco supervisor also disappeared, like Tom Keene. Although she was not sick, there was a leaked memo that supposedly came out of her office, and there was like an investigation about that. What's it called? Luis Lucas calling Governor Spanberger a diva. Larry David saying he's ashamed to be an American, and then threading that with, Bill Maher saying that he's basically too dumb to come on the show. It's an old, it's an old, it's an old, it's an old clip, but it's good. It's like, dude, okay, so you're ashamed to be an American, but okay, whatever. But
Terrible,
typical,
terrible.
typical. Love Seinfeld, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
good on Curb Your Enthusiasm, but
yeah, that too.
Not a patriotic guy, that's for sure.
No. But dude, it's what it is, man. It's Hollywood. You know, they say these things. So other than that, yeah, just
whatever breaks.
Oh, sorry, we'll be on the Grand Platner watch.
Oh yeah, maybe we'll have something to talk about next week.
Maybe we will. Maybe he might not be there. So they have until July 13th if things truly go tits up. So
yeah, rumors are that there's more stuff dropping, and the second it does, you know, Vespa will be covering it on townhall.com. Let's wrap it up here. This is it's episode 610. Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed Triggered and want it uncensored, you can become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. You can use promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tough algorithm. If you'd like to reach out, you can email us at triggered@townhall.com. Vespa, have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you then, man.